verse 2 of chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians, Paul says, I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. Same word in Greek, zelo. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin of Christ. Now that is an analogy. But the idea of jealousy over someone for good. You know? Like to be jealous over the brethren, lest they be taken away in sin. That is love. I know I must seem like a funny teacher to people because in one way I teach the Bible more literally than probably many people have ever heard. On the other side, I tend to look at things the apostles say and I think of it in terms of the opposite. That's how my mind works. I question things. I want to know if they're true or not. So love is not jealous. So how is it not jealous? Obviously, there's a way in which you can love and be jealous. Obviously, it's the kind of jealousy that envies. Though the same word, you know? Because in some analogies, you can be jealous and it's good. I am jealous over the gospel. I don't want anyone to pervert this gospel. I'm jealous. You know? That's righteous. That is love. You know why I'm jealous of the gospel? Because I love the gospel. But Paul, he's saying love isn't jealous. Oh yes, I love my wife. I'm never jealous. I'll tell you what. Love is jealous. Well, Paul, you're contradicting an apostle. No, I'm not. Because he doesn't mean that. See, and that's what I want to get across to people. People who read the scriptures in a wooden literal sense without knowing all the counsel of God. Because Paul later on says, I am jealous over you. What, is it because he doesn't love them? It's the kind of jealousy. So Paul, okay, all right, Paul, you made your point. Well, in what way then is love not jealous? If love can be jealous in the sense of wanting to protect and guard from loss, you know, and to be zealous over godly things, what way is love not? Well, love is not jealous in the sense of like envying. Like envying another man's gift. Or envying another man's accomplishments, or being jealous for personal reasons. Meaning, instead of loving someone, like the jealousy over someone because you love them, is the antithesis of the kind of jealousy you have over something they possess because you want to have it. Or because you hate seeing them having it or enjoying it. So, that's why I said, you know, you can't have love without knowledge. Because I do not think, I can prove, if you aren't jealous, it could prove you don't have love. Like, let's say, you're raising children, and you say you love them. And then, someone starts teaching them things contrary to the truth. Whatever your truth may be, but let's just say it's the contrary to the gospel. Contrary to the truth. Oh, you can do anything you want. Heather can have two mommies. And they start filling your kids' heads with garbage. And what if you aren't jealous over the truth for their sake? Say, no, that's not true. Well, I'm not being jealous. I'm just, in a sense, you are. It is zeal and jealousy for the truth and over your children that you move in love towards them. The jealousy that is not of love, what Paul is talking about, because remember, in the previous chapter, or actually I think it's two chapters back, what did he say? I like what he says in No, it's actually chapter 12. Where's the one I want? It must have been back in chapter 10 then. I think it was. Verse 15. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. Wise. He's all these things. Paul, remember, Peter says, in Paul are written many things that are hard to be understood, in which those that are unstable do rest. They twist. They don't have a sure footing. They don't know what they're studying. They don't know what Paul's talking about. And they, you know, the funny thing is they always think they do. There's so many people out there who think they're Pauline scholars, and they're just a bunch of pretenders. They don't understand Paul. They don't understand the New Testament or the Gospel. And do I say that because I hate them? That's love. That's my kindness. To be useful to you. To instruct you in what the truth is. So to put to their mouths. To shut their mouths. My kindness to them would be to close their mouths. That they should not speak these words anymore. To their own destruction. And to their own detriment. And speaking against it. I suffer long. I don't go out. What do? I don't go out and take arms and start assassinating these people. That would be like a failure of love. I suffer with them. Because you know why? I wouldn't hurt anyone like that. What if God might turn them? For all I know, unless God gave me a sure word. No, they're not going to turn. So, Paul, you're scaring me now. Ah, be scared. I would never take up arms against any man. Because God doesn't need me to take up arms. If God wants to kill someone by my hand, he'll just have me speak the words of death to them. And they'll die. I don't need to touch. I wouldn't ask anyone to touch. I would never do anything like that. God avenges. God is the taker of revenge. He's the one whose grudge is going to be. You know, if there's going to be a grudge held, he's going to bring it up. Love suffers long, is kind, does not envy. Remember, this is according to the Spirit. Those who have the Spirit of God and who are built up in the Spirit and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, having faith and hope and all those things and built on those things, and they have love. Their love is exemplified by these things. You know, does not envy in an ungodly way.